Devotionals just in time. No one realizes what he has. John chapter 14 verses 1 and 2. They say that no one knows what he has until he loses it. And I believe that is true. It is a great reality. Unfortunately, we get to the point of getting so used to what we have that we don't value. We do not give thanks. We become mechanical. We live life in a mechanical way. We program ourselves for the week and we stop giving thanks to God for the small details, for what we have every day. Sometimes we focus our mind on what we don't have and we want to get. And other times we focus our mind on the opportunities that we let pass and that we no longer have. So in one way or another, we stop living in the present. We stop observing, we stop listening, we stop appreciating the wonderful deals, the tells, and things that the Lord has given us, thinking that we lack so much. But if we see clearly, we could realize the truth. And what is that truth? That it is more what we have than what we lack. When we stop enjoying, we think that there is more out there than inside. An example of this was Adam. Adam began to look outside for the right help that God had put inside. I think it happens to all of us at some point. Jesus named this way through a story that I think we all know. It is called the parable of the prodigal son. I think you have heard about it at some point, right? What I want to take from this parable is that the son who left home thought that outside his father's house there was more than what he was living inside. And once he left home and wasted everything he had, everything that was given to him as an inheritance, he realized that money comes and goes, friendship are few, and when he was so hungry, watching a herd of pigs eating, when he was face to face with those pigs, he looked at the sky and said, "What am I doing? In my father's house, there is plenty of bread. In my father's house." Unfortunately, he only thought about that when he had nothing left, when he was face to face with the pigs. My beloved friend, I don't know what you are going through, what you are living today. I only know what will happen. Have you been looking outside God for what you can only find inside your father's house? I think this is what happens to many of us. Suddenly, we get home and we think that we are missing a lot, and we want to explore other things. We leave home to go in other directions. We are hungry. We are in need. I do not know if you have ever gone on vacation or you have gone for a walk. You have gone for a while to work away from home. There comes a time when you start to miss the food, and even if you are sitting in the finest restaurant, you miss that little bit of white rice with an egg and that glass of panela water. And you start to miss the smile of those who were there next to you. And now you are in a fine restaurant. Now you are maybe in a luxurious apartment, or you are staying in a luxurious hotel. But you don't have anybody. You don't know anybody. And what is this good for? You exchange God's blessings for things that feed your eye and ears first before your heart, and did not understand what was really important. You left home, man and friend who listens to me, simple because you liked a woman who was not your wife. She made you feel good, and you left home. Now you are alone, defeated. You remember your children, and it hurts you. You remember your wife. When the tribulations and difficulties happened, she was always there, and now you left home. I don't know why we have to get to the point of being face to face with the pigs to be able to reflect and say, "What did I leave? What a fool I was." Woman, you are listening to me and you left everything at home for an adventure. And what good did it bring? Yes, It was a matter of days or minutes or even hours when at home you have everything you need. Nobody knows what they have until they lose it. And that is how it is. That is how it is with Jesus. That is how it is with God. We want to experience what this world offers. Pure fallacy. What this world offers, my beloved friend, comes and goes. The world passes and its desires. Everything this world offers passes. It ends. It is destroyed. I hope you can understand what this world offers is vanity. It is a lie. It vanishes like fog. And today you see, and at the moment you close your eyes and you open them again, and there is nothing. When we move away from God, this is how it happens. I am talking to you that at some point you liked the presence of God. At some point you prayed, read the Bible, congregated, lived wonderful times with the Lord, and now you decided to leave home. Let yourself be carried away by the pleasures of this world. You go to the parties, drink alcohol, meet many people and think you are enjoying life. But it is not until you step in the room and you realize that everything happened. But how good that today you can remember that when you lived that experience with the Holy Spirit, with God, it was not like that. Every time that you lived that experience with God, it was like that. Every time that you were with God, it was like that. With God, it was not like that. Every time you felt His presence, you stayed there. And although you went out and came in, the Lord was always surrounding you. Now, maybe what keeps you from returning to the Father's house is thinking that the Father will not love you, that you failed so much that you don't deserve to be forgiven. And in the eyes of the human being, maybe He does not deserve to be forgiven. But I have good news for you. God does not look at us with the eyes of a man. He looks at us with the eyes of a father. A father that loves you. A father that waits at home for you to return. That He could go looking for you, but He waits for you to make the decision. And that today you look at the sky. You look at the sky. That you stop and realize where your life is going. The life you have today. Maybe you forgot that He loves you. Return to the arms of the Father today. Return home today, son. Return home, husband. Return home, wife. Return home. The Father is waiting for you. Perhaps you will have consequences of your actions, and you will have to face them. But now God will be there to help you, to strengthen you, to give you new strength, to show you the way so that you don't give up. There is a word in John chapter 14, verses 1 and 2 that says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going to prepare a place for you. There is a place for you. You who left home, there is a place waiting for you. The Heavenly Father's arm have always been open. Maybe you have some doubts in your mind and in your heart, some conflicts and some questions. Why don't you go to the Father's house and ask Him directly? God has no problem with your questions. God has no problem with you having a crisis. But go home. Do not wait to be face to face with the pigs. When Jesus said, do not let your heart be troubled. Do not let your heart be filled with anguish. Believe in me. Believe in God. In my Father's house, there are many dwellings, place, and I am going to prepare one for you. You know, the Lord has a dwelling place prepared for you. Suddenly, you are receiving this audio for the first time today. It is not by chance. You are looking outside what was always inside. Inside God. Inside the Father's house. There is security. There is life there. And it doesn't matter if others call you religious. It doesn't matter if others tell you they have brainwashed you. Discover that peace of God in your heart and be happy. Be happy. Be happy with what God has for your life. Be happy. Be happy with what the Lord has prepared for you. Now is the moment. Now is the time. Do not wait for tomorrow. It is today. You just need to recognize it in your heart. Reconcile with God. And if suddenly you have not known God, open your heart to Him. And through a simple word, tell Him, I want you to be my Lord and my Savior. Come into my life, Jesus. And if today you feel that the world is calling your attention to flee, to leave, to go back and move away from God, you only have to tell Him, Lord, I do not want to be away from You. I want Your presence with me. I need You. Strengthen me. Father, I pray for each person who receives this simple word, but sometimes it is good to remember that You have open arms and that You are waiting for us with a space, with a place that You have prepared for Your children, for those who love You. Lord, You are for those who love You. You are everywhere, but You come to dwell in the heart of those who want to be inhabited. So today I pray to You, and I ask You in the name of Jesus that everyone who receives this word can understand it and today feel the desire, the need to remarry, to regain what was lost, to run into Your arms, Lord, and start again in the name of Jesus. Amen. Today your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos, has spoken to you. Remember that God always comes just in time. I want to invite you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Devotionals Just in Time. And if you have Instagram, there you can follow me. Find me as @PastorEliasHC. And I want to invite you in a special way, if you are in Barranquilla, to the Carrera 49, number 72148, Thursday 7:30 in the evening, Saturday at 5 in the afternoon, Sunday at 8 and 10 in the morning. Join us for a time with God. If you don't have a place to congregate, there we are waiting for you with open arms. A big hug. Blessings.